It's hard to capture the sound of falling snow. I don't know if it gets picked up or it sounds like sand. This is a snowstorm. No one's called it a blizzard yet. Not sure why. Blizzard seems almost an old-fashioned term. Or maybe I just haven't heard it in such a while. It's starting to seem lapsed. Words come and go. Some seem permanent. They get replaced. Nor'easter. Now this little walk is devoted is aimed at assisting you into falling into sleep. I get a lot of messages from people that say they have trouble sleeping and that listening to the stories, Atom's Motion in the Void, or Radio Ghost, or these walks, so perfect, soporific. I don't mind that. In fact, I think of that as I go about my little journeys. I think this is putting people to sleep. How can I best help them get to sleep? I realize my entire listenership, vast and sleepy as they are, aren't entirely comprised of insomniacs. Not entirely. So there is a delicate balance between hoping that those who wish to stay awake do, and hoping that those who are planning through the agency of sound to fall asleep, that they do. In the last few episodes, I've put a bit of music at the end. I'm just about done with I don't know what to call it, album, record, CD, a group of songs. All very simple. Songs that you're not meant to play before you go to some exciting event. They won't, this music won't go along with kung fu fighting or car racing. The music is itself, like a lot of what I do, designed to help you fall asleep or relax or meditate. Now, the reason that I thought I would push it out there into the world is that I like to come up with things that make me feel peaceful or sleepy. And so I thought, well, these minimalist trifles that I come up with, possibly as my voice and my walk and my storytelling is a sleep maker, maybe I should push these out as well. I'm pushing out from every door that I can the different forms of ambient that I create. So in this little walk we'll put a few bits of the forthcoming album. It's really no right term anymore. Perhaps we can say blizzard. My forthcoming blizzard. sleepy blizzard. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before, but I myself love a good dead end. I mean, one of those dead ends that right from the start, you know, it's a dead end. Big triangular sign, dead end. It's like a warning of your own imminent demise. Also somewhat of an indirect way of requesting you not come down. Almost a no trespassing. As though to suggest, why would you come down here if the end is dead? There's no reason. It's a dead end. But I love dead ends, and if I see a dead end, I will almost immediately go down it, because I want to see that end, make sure it's actually dead. If I'm driving, I will actually get out of the car and go step in that place where the death is taking place. Now, one thing I've noticed is that there are variations in the style of the dead end. There is the little roundabout, the cul-de-sac. You come into a sort of circular area where perhaps a number of houses might be. A bit of a pond made out of sand or dirt. Sometimes it's a road that goes in a loop. I don't call that a dead end. That's more of a loop-de-loop. And then there's the dead end. It goes down a road, and it's as though there were some great plans for some new civilization, and only one or two little houses have popped up, and they're not doing so well. And then at the end of the dead end, you find no firm line. It sort of blurs and blows off into the woods, and you can keep going and going, and you don't exactly know where the road itself has perished. Just at some point you find that you're no longer on the road and you're just in the woods, and you look back, there's nothing firm about it. I'm assuming most people don't have time for this kind of thing, exploring dead ends, which I would almost call a hobby of mine if it had any more material feature to it, but it's too much like looking up at clouds, and that can't be a hobby, cloud watching. So I don't claim it on the official forms. All of my documentations, hobbies, I just put model airplane builder. Now, I don't build model airplanes, but I do like the glue. I can't say why, but it's something from childhood. When I was a boy, I always imagined putting those model airplanes together in such a way that I would create an exact replica of a real Red Baron's biplane. It would be so real that it would somehow become real, and I would be able to get it in and fly away. That was the back of my design for why I did it, because I thought that if I could just get it together and paint it, it would become real, and I could go off on an adventure. But then you take the pieces apart, you start to glue them together, the glue gets all over your fingers, you're missing things, you're snapping it together, you break it, and We tried to paint it. It looks terrible. It looks like house paint. It's really quite cold. Pull down my hat. But so my favourite dead end is the dead end that ends in a great mound of dirt. So a bulldozer started off at the front of the dead end, the very liveliest baby portion of the dead end, and pushed the dirt vigorously forward, and then stopped. I just walked off into the deepest snow that there is. So pushed and pushed vigorously to the end, and then left this collected skim of former earth top. And what I like about that is that it seems to be a burial mound. And I like to think, well, here, under this mound, is where the road is buried. And so I think of those things as grave markers, burial mounds. And because I am a dead-end hobbyist, I find them somewhat sacred. Now, I don't mean to make more of what's really just a pile of dirt made by a machine, but that through long exposure to these burial mounds, I've come to associate other things from civilization, as though down below this, so the history of the world and how things get buried and fall below, our bones below, and then bones after us, and our buildings and everything crumbling and getting covered in meteor dust, and trees growing and falling over us, and just layer upon layer, and it churns together. So I tend to think of these burial mounds with some connection to that. Whether that's appropriate, I can't say. That is how I think of it. So I wouldn't expect anyone else to have any sense of the holy as they came to a little pile of dirt at the end of a dead end. It's too cold to be talking. Well, I forgot to make a big occasion out of my footwear. I often talk about my footwear, it seems. I don't know, that it would never occur to me while I was not doing this to think that I would occupy myself by discussing my shoes or slippers, but I am today wearing boots. Now, I have boots, and I always have, but I don't often use them, and the reason is because they've been damp or wet, some space in between, for 10, 15 years. And I keep them in the front hall, and that means when it's cold, they are frozen. So I'm wearing frozen boots right now, and my feet could not be colder. Because of that, they're largely useless to me, and I'll wear slippers or whatever else I can to get away to escape from my own boots. But because there's 6 or 8 inches of snow here and there, I thought, my poor slippers, they can't handle that kind of attack. Only my frozen boots can handle it. And so I agreed with myself. Do you find yourself agreeing with yourself or disagreeing with yourself? You have an idea, you think to yourself, oh, I should do that. And then you'd right away you disagree with yourself. No, I should not do that. Why should I do that? If I do that, I'll have terribly cold feet. Then you disagree with that. You go back and forth, this argument. And then you decide one way. Was that the right way? Was that the truthful way? Is that the better way? I'm convinced there are people that have these common arguments that we all have and maybe aren't as familiar with as we might be, but that always choose the wrong thing. They have the argument, should I wear this or that? And then they always choose the wrong one. I sometimes wonder if I'm not such a soul, a wrong chooser. My feet are brutally cold right now. I think they might be warmer if I wore the slippers. Cold, yes, but maybe not as cold. It's something I wish to know. If I'm making the wrong decisions all the time, I'm losing the argument with myself while thinking I'm winning it. I always want to commission scientific studies to look into the bottom of very insignificant internal details, which to me, at the moment, seem life-changing. My entire device is covered in snow. Looks like a snow cone, a little orange light in it. I hope you are asleep. If that's where you're hoping to head. And if not, hello there. How do you do?